I'm joined on the line now by Andrea Williams from the organisation Christian Concern. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Why are you opposed to this?
Well, I think that, first of all, we need to say that many are opposed to it. It's something that is prohibited across the globe, genetic modification. And indeed, UNESCO states very clearly that it's contrary to human dignity to seek to alter the germ line. So it's very serious science that we're actually dealing with here. And the UK is going out on a limb within the global scientific community by seeking to create these three-person babies. So it is very serious. And indeed, Lord Winston himself, the IVF pioneer, said that genetic technologies could be exploited in the future to manipulate the human genome. And he himself is very concerned about people wanting to modify children. And that's what we've got to look at here.
Well, we've just heard from Adam Balin, who's the chair of the British Fertility Society. Two things I'd like to get your opinion on from what he said. Firstly, almost as an answer to your first one, he says it's not genetics, it's not because of the procedures, it's actually nothing to do with genetic modification.
Well, it's everything to do with a genetic modification, because what we're actually doing is manipulating the DNA of the embryo by, for the first time ever, having in the makeup of the embryo the DNA of two mothers and a father. So that's obviously manipulating the genetic material of the embryo. And then we don't know the impact of what will then happen on any children that are born as a result of this technology. And we know that where experimentation has been done in animals, that very often this has resulted in terrible deformities, in premature death. So it's a very serious line that we're crossing here. And of course we have great compassion for those that have mitochondrial disease, and a great passion to ensure that we find cures for mitochondrial disease. But again, let me say that what this technology will do is not find a cure. What it will do is prevent people with mitochondrial disease from living. So it's the prevention of those people ever becoming born, and then seeking to replace that person, in a sense, with an embryo, or with that person who is mitochondrial disease free. But we don't know what the impact will be when this science is carried out. And also, it's not
so
just
sorry, Andrea,
about
I'm
the
just
next...
going to can I just clarify
sure.
something you just said there. So in a way, are you saying that actually the procedure kills someone initially, and then someone else is almost in a way reborn through the procedure?
No, what I'm saying is this, that I think that very often what is understood in the general discourse of this across radio stations and across newspapers is that somehow we are finding a cure for mitochondrial disease. Now, that's something that we really want to do. We want to find a cure for mitochondrial disease. But actually what this particular procedure does is prohibits embryos with mitochondrial disease from ever being born. So it's not an actual cure.
If the baby's healthy, isn't that the most important thing?
Well, of course we long to have healthy babies, but again, we long for the dignity of all human beings. And what we've got to remember here is that in this technique at the very beginning, there are two sorts of techniques that will be used to carry out this particular kind of science. One of them necessarily involves the destruction of an embryo in order to have an embryo that's disease-free. So actually what you're doing in one of the techniques is destroying a life in order to have another life that is mitochondrial-free. That, of course, creates a huge ethical dilemma at the very outset that creates a huge ethical dilemma. And as we seek in a compassionate and caring way to care for people that have mitochondrial disease. So we should be pushing for cures. So we should be pushing for science that is able to help people in this situation, but science that does so without the destruction of embryos, without having to for instance, massive egg donation will be done for this. This requires hyperstimulation very often of women's ovaries. It's very serious stuff when we actually get beyond the big headlines. Of course, as I say, we want to find cures, but this isn't in and of itself a cure. It crosses a scientific boundary that the scientific community across the world is saying is too soon.
Who's saying that, Andrea?
Scientists from across the world, UNESCO, the United Nations, Professor Newman, even Lord Winston himself is concerned about these technologies.
Andrea Williams from Christian Concern, thank you for joining us this morning.